All right, here we go.
No.
So you having coffee withdrawals or something, you're saying, or
Popcorn
no,
withdrawal. I was just being silly, though. I got popcorn to eat.
Yeah,
no
I
more
haven't.
popcorn withdrawals.
I didn't have to make any. My wife made a batch last night, and so
Oh, right.
I still got popcorn.
Well, we can get all wrapped up here and get started if you want. Let's do that.
That sounds funny.
That sounds funny.com.
TSF at that sounds funny.com.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. Tell it the way we see it.
Wake up, Grandpa.
That's funny.
All right, everybody. This is correct. This is the podcast that sounds funny. This is the week of March 5th, 2024, season 4, show 19, episode 174. I am your host, Keith, and joined with me today are
Terry
and Jill.
Yeah, Terry must be hopped up on coffee. He's not yawning today. Holy cow. Not falling asleep at all. But hey, we'd like to get started with a little bit of what's new.
Does anyone have a question?
Oh, you mad, impetuous fool, you!
It could be something happened lately, funny family life story, reading, watching, doing, and all like that there. So does somebody have a burning topic in mind to kick us off here, or what?
Well, this is a little bit old, but I had, a few weeks ago when my daughter was here, I usually sit by our preacher's wife whenever the church service is going on, and she was in nursery, so she left her Bible in one of those zipper bags with the handles sitting beside me. And whenever church was over, I told everybody, this isn't mine. We're going to leave it sit here so she can come back and find it. But somebody missed me saying that, because when we got home, my oldest grandson says, Grandma, here's your bag. And I said, what? I don't have a bag. Well, you left it on the church pew. And so he handed it to me, and I was like, no, I wasn't supposed to bring that. It was our Bible,
You said it was your bag and not your bag.
And so I was like, even when we was leaving, I told the pastor, when you're shaking his hand, hey, I left your wife's Bible on the pew there so she could go back and get it. And then we'd left. And then when we got home, he handed that to me. And I was like, no, we wasn't supposed to bring that. And so, of course, with her being the preacher's wife, she lives with her Bible. So they came by after church and got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought I made sure everybody knew that's not mine. I just leave it there. And
you try to be clear about something. And people get
sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
Yeah, kind of like the politicians. Our economy is doing fine. It's doing great. People never made more money than they ever have now.
Yeah, because the minimum wage is so high, they have to make more. You have to spend more.
Yeah, it's one thing to have to make more dollar bills than you've ever made before, but when you have to spend even more than you've ever made before, kind of blows out of the water.
Yeah.
Thanks, there are politicians who would remain unnamed, but the person who created Bidenomic.
I had my granddaughter Sasha came over to pay rent this weekend.
All right.
She always comes up to at my desk saying, Grandpa, I want to talk. And I go ahead and talk. But she's referring to, she wants to talk in my tape recorder, in my Victor reader, whatever. And so I record her talking to us and stuff, saying funny things.
We might have some extra bumpers from her, huh?
Yeah. And so her and her brother came over. They spent Saturday night here. I think mommy and daddy wanted to go to an adult party or something. I don't know. Or a party without children. But
okay, that's better.
And then I could give a golfing update, really short, whatever, that me and Terry went, of course we went back, and this guy had his golf bag, gave it to me. Oh my gosh, it is like half as light as the other bag, you know, and it's loaded with the clubs, you know, your standard clubs and everything. Oh gosh, they are nice clubs.
Made out of titanium instead of cast iron.
He gave me, you know, he gave me a handful of tees. He gave me these tees in the bag. They're like 4 inches long. I'm like, wow, how far you stick them in the ground? You know, it's like. And
you don't gobble up on a tower. Well, that's for playing the rough, I guess.
And he gave me, I don't know, about 6 golf balls and everything, but I kept asking my wife if she wanted to smack my balls around in the house, you know.
I'm going to say it.
Oh, no, I tell her, I said,
not going to say that.
I said, whatever. What's funny is we, you know, if we haven't been out to the golf course yet, I said, I can't see, but I'm, you know, they have this thing, like when you go to the gas station, you got the squeegee with the water to do your windshield. They have this thing, it's way up high, and it's like, it says ball washer, and it's like, how am I supposed to get my balls way up there in that thing, you know, it's like, anyway, but that's not what I mean, a golf ball washer, you know, anyway, but we were there, and they only had 3 nets set up this last week, where one net was for putting, one was for driving, and one for was just hitting. And they had 3 different PGA guys there. And the guy working with me, you know, well, we went there, got up there, and the guy working with me, he's going to fashion me a special grip golf club for me so that I can, you know, he showed me different ways how you can make sure your golf club is straight against the ball and everything. It was a really neat technique, but I don't want to get all into that right here. But anyway, we were hitting the ball, you know, he's giving me pointers and stuff. And then when it was all said and done and everything, he came up to me and was talking to me, and he was saying that he asked me where I lived at, and I told him that, you know, we lived in South Roxana, whatever, by Alton Edwards area. He's like, oh, I know a guy that's from there. His name's David Glover. And I go, oh, I know David Glover. He's like, you do? And I said, yeah. He goes, did you know he's had a radio program? I said, yeah. Did you know he used to be an attorney? He used to go to Roxana High School. We went to school together from kindergarten on up. I know him. You know, it's like, and he said he was gonna call and talk to David, and I guess verify this or something. I don't know, but anyway.
He has his
radio show. David Glover's on KMOV radio between 1 and 5 in the afternoon. I still haven't tuned into it because I've been.
I used to listen to him on podcast because he was poster shows as a podcast.
Yeah, and then.
I forget. A long time though.
But we were just hitting the ball there as far as but I did find out in Wood River, you know, that the driving range, it's $4, $7, or $10 for a bucket of balls, depending on how big you want, you know, bucket.
A pint, a quart, or a gallon, huh?
Yeah. But if you want to play miniature golf, it's like across the street, but the miniature golf, he said, was $4 for adults, I believe. Anyway, and they're open every day, you know, from up until like 7:30 at night. But anyway, yep. That's all I had. All right. I probably had some more stuff going on.
Golfing updates. Well, it seemed like I had some news related to grandkids, but if I did, I didn't write it down. But what I do have written down is our website has a slightly different look to it. I decided. We're on our 4th season. I thought I might just tinker with the appearance of the site and make it look a little differently. At the moment, there's a header graphic that we had. I think it was a picture of me and Terry or something. It's missing. I mean, our image art still shows up on our podcast, but it's just not on the website at the moment. Maybe I'll bring it back eventually, or maybe we'll get together and take a picture with all 3 of us together or something and redo it. I also moved our donate button. What?
I was going to say, if you all go to the convention, then we'll all be together to take a picture.
Could be.
Ta-da. Okay. Yeah.
I know in the past, I've always had a donate button there, and I don't know why. I couldn't always find it. It's like right there. It's right at the top of the page. But certain people will say, I can't find it. I can't find the donate button. Well, I moved it. Hopefully, it'll be a little easier to find.
I mean, people have actually wanted to donate? Wow.
I'm not going to say who, but certain people that we all know of, when you say, just go to the site and hit our donate link, I can't find it. It's not there. Well, it's there. I moved it to the menu bar. So if you can find the menu bar, you can find it. I also put another version of the menu bar in the sidebar over on the right-hand side. So the menu bar actually appears twice. It appears across the top. Now, there's a button. You have to click the button to expand it. And then you'll see there's only like three different pages, and then there is a PayPal button or link. I mean, I call it a button, but it may show up as a link. If you click the link, you just go to PayPal. You'll need to sign in to PayPal, and then you can send any amount of money you want. Now, if you click the PayPal link that's in the sidebar, that one is preset for $50. So if you just want to pick out $50, that one's set for $50. But the one on the top is you can click it and send any amount you want for a contribution. But you do have to, when you click it, it goes to PayPal. It says sign in. And then you have to sign in and do it. Now, I don't know if you can do it without signing in, but it's on PayPal at that point. But anyway, just a couple of updates there, so a couple of changes, and if folks have a look at it, or if you've seen it, and if you haven't noticed anything different, then okay, whatever. But I am trying to adjust it a little bit, making the theme a little more functional for our purposes. So that's my new thing of the week. So then it's time for some birthdays, I guess.
Yeah, keep it rolling, because we had a very long show last week.
Yeah, I don't know why it was so long. It's like I try to keep things on point.
Request your favorite star, song, band, or any little thing you want. And speaking of little things and trivia in general, here's old General Trivia in person.
Toy with that, big boy.
Happy birthday!
Okay, here's our birthdays. Starting Wednesday, February 28th, Jason Aldean, country singer, 47. Daniel Handler, actor, accordion player, 54. Bernadette Peters, 76. Brian Jones, guitarist, turned 82. Bugsy Siegel, gangster, 118. Thursday, leap year day, I have Mark Foster, musician, turned 40. Ja Rule, rapper, 48. Tony Robbins, he's an inspirational speaker, 64. Richard Ramirez, serial killer, 64. Friday, March 1st, Justin Bieber, 30 years old. Ron Howard, Little Opie, turned 70.
Wow.
And
David King.
Alan Thicke would have turned 77. Chopin, a Polish pianist, 214. March 2nd, Dan Roethlisberger, football player, 42. Rebel Wilson, Australian actress, 42. John Bon Jovi, 62. Mikhail Gorbachev would have turned 93. Karen Carpenter would have been 74. Desi Arnaz, Cuban American actor, 107. Dr. Seuss, 120. Sunday, March 3rd, sorry. Jessica Biel's, she turned 42. Herschel Walker, football player, 62. Jane Harlow, 113. Alexander Graham Bell, 177. March 4th. Mike Quiver founded Instagram, turns 38. Patricia Keaton, 66. Catherine O'Hare, actress, 77. Richard DeVos, he invented Amway, Fuller Brush Man. He would have been 98 years old. Bobby Christina Brown, singer, 31. Antonio Vivaldi, Italian violinist, 346 years old.
Oh, is that all?
And today's birthdays. Dan Carter, New Zealand rugby player, 42. John Frusciante, 54. Michael Irvin, football player, 58. Joel Osteen, pastor, author, 61. Penn Jillette, magician, 69. Andy Gibb, 66. Jack Cassidy, 97. Henry II of England, 891.
The baby.
Happy birthday, everybody.
That's my birthday list.
All right.
You said Stephen King back on one of those days and say, you know, it doesn't give me everybody.
No, I said David King.
Oh.
David King. People wouldn't know who he is, but me and Terry knows who he is.
Stephen King's brother.
No.
He's a veteran.
But I have a slight problem. You said Jessica Biel's had 42 years old, and Jill commented that she was the daughter of Jennifer Biel's, who was a Flashdance actress. Now, I thought Jennifer Biel's was a lesbian, and if you're gay, two women can't have a baby, so she must not be all that gay.
Before she figured out she was gay, she had a child. People do that.
Baby, she had a child. I'm done with this.
We have a cousin now. That way too, though, don't we? We have a cousin that way.
Yeah, well, she's not all that gay either.
Just a little bit.
Tonight, as a special inducement to our good customers, we are giving away absolutely free a handsome package of the most desirable tunes in all America.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
This is really on the level, huh?
This isn't a joke, is it?
It's no joke. Far from it.
Random topic.
What's next is our random
topic. Oh, random thing.
And I do, like last week, I have a special topic because coming up is St. Patrick's Day. And I have a St. Patrick's Day trivia quiz for you.
Oh.
We have 55 questions and we're going to do all of them.
Oh, no.
we'll do a few of them. We'll have some fun with it. Starting out,
this month, we can do a few each week.
First, what is the tagline for the breakfast cereal Lucky Charms?
Magically delicious.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. What other name is St. Patrick's Day known as?
Are they multiple choice or?
I could maybe make it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of an obvious answer, but it's so obvious you probably would not think of it. It's the Feast of St. Patrick's
Snakes,
Day.
Snake Day.
Snake Day. That's it. Yeah. What Irish phrase means Ireland forever? You see it.
Viva Ireland.
Viva would mean more like a French or Italian thing.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of a thing called Erin Go Bra?
A bra.
Yeah. I remember seeing a button somebody was wearing one time that said, Erin Go Braless. But now Erin Go Bra is like B-R-A-G-H or something like that. It means Ireland forever. Let's see. According to legend, what animal did St. Patrick cast out of Ireland? I think Terry would know that one.
He said snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes on a plane. Snakes on a plane.
What are the three colors of the Irish flag?
Green, white, and red, I believe.
Oh, no, you're close. Green, red, white, and orange.
Oh, orange.
That's right. Green, white, and red. Green, white, and red is Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was green. It was so close, I'll give it to you. Green, white, and orange. let's see. What three pieces of equipment are necessary for playing the Irish sport of curling?
A broomstick.
And three pieces of equipment.
A dustpan.
Isn't that like weightlifting, curling? So I would think weights.
No, that's when they slide this big stone.
I guess you need a hurley, or also known as a stick. You need a slider, also known as a stone. And you need a, let me see what this last one was. Two pieces of equipment. I'm sorry.
The stone and the stick. I always thought it looked
a helmet. There was a third one. You have to have a helmet.
A helmet.
A stick, a stone, and a helmet. I guess
in case that stone goes flying, you don't get hit in the head.
Yeah. What is the oldest pub in Ireland?
Oh, I don't know.
Terry's
sure
place.
No one knows. Shag's Bar in Westmead. Westmead.
How old is it?
Sean's Bar in Westmead. I wouldn't know. Hey, if you know that, you're a hardcore Irish person. I'm not one of them.
Well, I thought I did that on a list before. You know, the oldest, how old it was. I think it's like 900 years or something. I don't remember.
All right. Now, the of course, the Irish are known for leprechauns and pots of gold. What is the periodic symbol for gold?
Periodic symbol?
For chemistry?
I never took it. I don't know.
N-A?
A-U.
A-U. Oh.
It's gold. Okay. Yeah. I've never been a chemistry student. I'm sure my kids know more about it than I do. Anyway,
I know how to make gunpowder.
Is the Viking name for Ireland's capital city of Dublin? Dyflin is the Viking name for it. Anyway.
My city.
This is my city. Come on, guys. Well,
it's my city. That's what they call it. Take it over.
So it goes on. Some of the questions are pretty hard. Some of them you have to be pretty diehard Irish dude to figure out. But we'll stop with that. We really don't want to do all 55. That'll just be too much time.
The easy one, like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, the first one was really good. Lucky Charms one.
This fellow you're looking for is about as tough as they come. He wears a gun and he probably knows how to use it.
Turning to some news then.
This is the big one, Kate. Then we'll go to the moon.
This week in the news.
The Wisconsin man lifetime consumption hit 34,128 Big Macs for a world record. I think he's been doing it for 24 years.
So how long has he been doing it, Terry?
He's been...
Terry set the world record, yeah. He started back when those packages were plastic.
And his name, I'll get to his name, but he first started eating them. He would eat 9 Big Macs a day.
Wow.
But here lately.
3 for breakfast, 3 for lunch, 3 for supper.
Here lately, he's cut back and only eats 2 a day. He started eating them in April 12th, I believe he gives a date of 1972. That's when he started.
Yeah, they didn't have those plastic containers back then, styrofoam things. Yeah.
Donald, come on. Donald Gorsk, 728 burgers in 2023. He would eat them. His wife would help him, you know, as far as like if he was at work, she'd go get them for him and take them to him. And he says that he's perfectly healthy. His cholesterol is fine. He's lived as long as he has and has no problems because he doesn't eat the French fries, just the burgers.
All the cholesterol or the carbohydrates.
Well, and it says when people he was. Did you say how old he was?
In his 40s or something, right?
He's 70 years old.
Wow. Because you said he's lived as long as he did, so I thought he had to be pretty old.
Yeah, if you start eating him at 72, I mean, he would be born before that, so he'd be at least 50 years old. And he'd only be 2.
Yeah, it's one thing to to eat. You know, he saved the receipts and the packages. He would eat the burger and throw the box in the back seat. You know, then when his car got full, he started putting them in his house until the room got full. They put him in his garage. Right.
He collected all those plastic containers and all the cardboard containers.
What do you do when it's like moldy because you didn't get all the special sauce that leaked off of it? Why do you lick it
out? He wrenches it off before he puts it in there.
He
lets the rats and mice lick it off for him.
May 17th of 72. I had the date wrong. It was close. May 17th.
He knows the 17th. Precise date. My first Big Mac.
I'm going to probably eat these the rest of my life, he said. And he started counting them from day one. And he did try a different one in 1984. He ate a Burger King Whopper, but just...
And he almost died. I kind of liked the Whoppers better than the Big Macs myself. But
he's held the record since 1999. And he used to eat 9 a day. He stops at 2 these days.
Yeah,
watching him eat the Big Mac, it gives the appearance of it's like the very first time he ever ate.
I've never had one of these before, ever, in the last 52 years.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, this is so good.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite animal that you would like to have tattooed all over your body?
Oh, heck no.
There's a man, a Welsh man. He has 69 different tattoos of rabbits all over his body.
He started out with 2 and they multiplied.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. He says he's 42-year-old Craig Evans. Got his first tattoo in 2009 of a rabbit. And ever since then, he just loves rabbits and he keeps getting tattoos. He loves the aesthetics of a rabbit, it says. Hmm. And most people with tattoos look really tough, but he thinks having cute little bunnies all over him makes him look cute.
Little Playboy bunny tattoo.
Yeah, and the only one that's not a bunny, a tattoo he has, is of his dog, but it does have a rabbit bandana.
I was going to say Elmer Fudd with a shotgun.
To stay in the theme. His dog is a terrier and is named Birdie. You would think he would have named it Bunny.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have any live rabbits because he don't think it would get they would get along with his dog.
Or his tattoos.
But I thought that was really weird to have 69, and I think he made the Guinness Book of World Records for the most tattoos on his body of rabbits of one thing.
And then once his body's covered with rabbits, he'll have his rabbits get tattoos of rabbits. Have a rabbit with a tattoo on his hind quarter.
So, whenever he meets a serial killer cannibal, he can have a rabbit stew.
There we go. If he cut off his foot, it'll be good luck.
His poor dog, there's only tattoo on his body of this not a rabbit. Them rabbits are going to go after him.
But when Georgia students returned to their dorm, they were welcomed by a bat infestation. Now, the school in Georgia, as it turns out, happens to be UGA, University of Georgia, I think Athens, which is also the same place where that girl got killed a week or two back by the illegal immigrant. But before that happened, they had a bat infestation, and they had been trying to remove dozens of bats. It took them at least a couple of weeks, and they were still getting rid of them. But students at this dorm had been reporting the bats since returning from the holiday break, again, meaning Christmas. It's very alarming, one student said. There was one in the lobby, and it was like on the floor, and then it just got up and started flying at me. So I ran back in my room. Smart choice. It's been an adventure, she also added. The university says that they have pest control working on the infestation. But they believe they were entering through a opening in the stairwell. And then, of course, from there, getting into all through the dorm. But they go on with some discussion about how they're trying to get rid of them and stuff. But anyway, you never know. Maybe the bats helped Santa deliver the toys and they got in that way.
Wow. Bats in the belfry.
Bats in the girls' dorms. Yeah. I guess better to have bats infested than illegal Venezuelans in there.
In Ontario, swimmers in an Ontario recreational center were sent scrambling to get out of the pool when a deer broke into the building and did a belly flop in the pool.
Deer in the pool. Baby just wanted to have fun. Where's supper?
Francesco Sino rushed back into the pool area from the locker room at the recreational center in LaSalle, and the swimmers were running and shouting, "There's a deer in the pool!" And so Sino said, I got to get this on video. And so then the guy took video, called the police. The police chased the deer around And it, I don't know how it got out of the pool, but it didn't. They were chasing around the pool, and it did another belly flop into the pool.
It went from a diving board.
And the pool was temporarily closed afterwards.
Geared to the swan dive, off the high dive.
Not a swan dive, a deer dive.
Yeah.
They had to make sure they get all the deer poop out, I guess, and any broken glass out of the pool.
They need to have a bath, that's all.
And
all that hard work of dragging Santa's sleigh around, it's time to take a bath.
Randolph the brown-nosed reindeer had the biggest nose around, and it was really silly how his nose turned brown. He was right behind old Rudolph, and he showed no doubt of fear. But when he heard whoa, he stopped too slow and slammed into Rudolph's rear.
A great grandmother that just had her 25th birthday.
Wow.
And of course, it's because she was a leap year baby.
Yeah.
She was born 1924 on leap day. Leap day. And so, of course, she's only had 25 birthdays. But she's actually, of course, 100 years old.
I was going to say, it'd be 100.
Yeah. Mary Forsyth of Oklahoma. She was issued a proclamation from the city saying, you know, congratulations, I guess, on reaching this age. I'm not sure what it would have said, but.
Congratulations for being the oldest 25-year-old we have. I wonder if she is the oldest leap baby around. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. So she's a mother of two, grandmother of five, and a great-grandmother of 11. Isn't that weird how that works? Start with two kids and you just keep getting more and more grandkids.
Yeah.
Like double.
It's like those rabbit tattoos.
Yeah. So she's going to have a big party at her church on her actual birthday, which of course would have already happened.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
Apparently January, you know, in case you didn't know, March is Women's Month. Well, January was a dry month. And Miller Lite is celebrating and embracing dry January. What they're doing is they will be issuing tins of beer mints. So you can go dry and don't drink, but they have, I think it's a 46 count tin of beer mints, beer flavored mint. And I have a link to read to click more, but I think that pretty much says it all.
Beer candy.
Beer flavored candy made by Miller. That way you can, you know, go dry for the month and not drink. I guess in January kind of you're recovering from the partying on the first. It's like, oh, I had too much, I'm never gonna drink again. I need a beer. Here, you know, you pop a mint.
Make you feel better. At least you get the flavor. I wonder if it has any alcohol in it to actually.
I doubt. I think that's the whole purpose. It does not. But you know, sometimes you know, peppermint. You know, the mint effect maybe gives something of, and what the sugars that's in the mint might give a slight, you know, maybe a faux kind of a buzz or something. But I just thought that was funny that a beer company is celebrating a dry month. It's like, oh, they made candy that tastes like beer.
They're not wanting you to buy their beer. They want you to buy the candy so it can at least make
it's
the money.
It's like a pacifier for adults or something. Just stick on this candy. You know, I remember in high school, somebody at church, one of the other teenagers, had this like Jolly Ranchers, and they were all different flavors of different cocktails. They had like a martini Jolly Rancher and an Irish sour, or what I don't know what all the flavors they were. And they're like, this tastes just like this drink. I'm like, I wouldn't know. They're deacon's child, pastor's child. I don't know that like you do. But if you say it tastes like it, then I go, oh, no.
Yeah, a little questionable there. How do you know what they taste like?
Yeah. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. He likes beer.
Just when you thought it was safe to get out of the water, a Florida woman captured video. An agitated alligator almost took a bite out of a moving golf cart. Yeah. Now, I was doing this because I've been golfing, but it's not really on a golf course. You know, down in Florida, they ride around in golf carts in their neighborhood, apparently, but yeah. They do it here.
The alligator was mad because people kept putting the balls in his mouth. This is not let me putt my golf course. Go away.
It says, Denise Pruse heard a rustling sound on the side yard of her house and discovered there's an alligator walking between her house and a neighbor's house. And so she got her camera out, and a golf cart came down the path between her house and the gator. Hmm. And it was near a body of water. The alligator took off running at the golf cart and tried to take a bite out of the tire, but it barely managed to speed away from the animal's reach. The angry alligator gave up the chase, flipping him off. Oh, no. Gave up his chase and just plunged into the body of water.
Hey, I'm walking here. Well, okay. Sounds like how a dog will see a car trying to chase it down the road. Like, here comes the car. Really? Snap, snap. Ah, go away.
Yeah.
Alligator talking.
That's it on that one, but it goes into another story about our big David Rush guy doing he has his own podcast out now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
this is my
his must be all the weird week. Things he does trying to get in the world records book.
This is my world records I'm trying out and that I'm failing at. Here's something I think I'm going to succeed with. So many pins I can bounce on my nose or something.
All the weird things he does.
Is this
if my body was covered with rabbits, they would look like this. We'll take an ink pen with a magic marker drum on.
That's the only way I want tattoos. I can wash them off.
Yeah.
This week's record thing he was doing was using his head to hit a soccer ball a far distance into a trash can.
Oh, yeah. Doing the headbutt thing with the soccer ball.
52 feet. I'm trying to get to where it says the name of
it. I wonder if he could deal with the basketball and make a three-pointer. Bounce off of his head. Who knows? Maybe I'll just give him his next idea.
Let's do it with a bowling ball. Let's see how long.
Yeah,
do it. How many strikes can you make in that bowling ball with your head?
Oh. Anyway, enough of that.
This is by far the greatest thing we've ever did yet.
Joe's weird words.
This guy's just got to go, kid.
Sure he does. Break him, then throw him away.
It's time to get into some weirdness and do some weird words.
Yeah, I got some for you this week. Our first word is fantog. F-A-N-T-O. Oh, it's a D at the end. Fantod. Fantod.
S and ends with a D. Fantod.
That's when all these women have these big feathers and the guy named Todd's getting fanned by him.
Does it start with like an F or an S? Is it
Frank or Sam? Era? What's it start with, Joe?
F, like Foxtrot? Like a fan.
Fantod. Yeah, Todd's watching the pole dancer. He's getting pretty hot, so they came out with a big fan. Make it feel better.
Yeah, a guy named Todd.
It's an odd Fanta soda. Fanta odd. Fanta odd. Anyway.
Yeah. It says what this word means is an uneasiness, a state or attack of uneasiness or unreasonableness.
Well, whenever Todd's all hot and bothered by that pole dancer, that's he's definitely uneasy. I need to be cooled off. I need to be cooled off quick.
Our next word is bisextile. And it's spelled bisextile.
Wow. You have a flooring professional who is bisexual.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
I need to have a bisexual lady's floor tiles for me.
I sure didn't know there's a word for that's this, whenever, but
well, you have to go out and you have to buy it. You got to buy the tiles are sex, so you have that got sex on it, so you got to buy the sex tiles. You know.
So you're using tiles for having sex, and you're saying, and you have to buy them? Like they're like sex toys or something, you're saying?
Maybe it's got images of sex on it. And then you got to lay the tile.
Pornographic images on tiles, huh?
Right. And then you got to lay the tile on the floor.
Wow.
It's really weird because this one doesn't have anything to do with sex or tiles.
But it's fun to think of it that way.
They tell us that we lost our tails, evolving up from little snails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men? We are devil. Are we not men?
I thought, okay, it means leap year. That's what that word means. The day, the year that has the extra day. You would think it would be, because it's every 4 years, it would be quad something instead
quad
of
tile instead of bisextile. Yeah.
But hey, I didn't come up with
you know what, you know what? That'd be sex. 6 - 2 = 4.
Oh, there we go. Maybe.
There it might be.
It's a form of doing math. You're subtracting 2 from the 6. Yeah.
Smoke on the water. A fire in the sky. Smoke on the water.
It's Asclepian. It's Asclepian.
Asculapian. Wow, that is a bizarre word.
Yeah.
It's whenever the girl.
Some of them are really hard to spell.
Ask the guy to marry her on leap year. She's asking, I'm going to ask you to leap in and marry me or something. since you did the other leap year themed word, I'm going to go with that.
You ask your teacher, if you want to lay your pen down, you have to ask your teacher to lay your pen down.
Or you're in school these days and you ask, can I ask you if you're a lesbian? That's kind of a short version of that. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to say
or that. You could ask where you can pee at, you know, ask you.
What bathroom do I use quick?
This word is related to medicine or physicians.
Medicine or physicians.
Yeah,
wow.
Die.
Kind of got one last week about taking food with a meal or something, post-prandial or something like that.
I think that's what it was. I didn't even know there's a word for that.
Good, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better, 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 yeah!
Need to know house right. You have to know this word, the meaning. It's H-O-U-S-E-W-R-I-G-H-T.
House right.
It's not the left house, it's the right house.
It's, well, see, whenever you get, the woman who wants to get married, she's looking for Mr. Right, so that she can be a housewife for Mr. Right. That makes her the house right.
Not the house left, the house right.
She got married to Mr. Right. And now she's the house right.
Oh.
L.A. woman, you're my woman. Got my mojo rising. Mr. Mojo rising. Hey!
This word here actually means, well, it's what they called America in the 1600s, which is weird because I thought only Indians were over here. And who knows what they called it.
There were people here. Yeah.
16th century. Maybe that's what the English people called America house, right? I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, because Columbus was here in 1492, so there were people here in the 1500s. Yeah.
Maybe before it became America.
It was colonies at the time, fur trapping. Mm-hmm.
Juggernaut.
I have. Oh, yeah. It's something big. like the ocean liner was a juggernaut of a ship.
It's a candy bar.
Yeah, that too. I think it's a jagnut or zagnut, but sure, yeah. Something big, that's all I can think
yeah.
of.
Ding, 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 you got it right. Yeah, I thought whenever I got the word, I was like, is it a jug or not?
Yeah. It's not a jug, it's a bottle. It's a juggernaut. Yeah.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Gonna shoot my old lady. Got her messing around with another man.
Opuscule is another word we need to know. It's O P U S C U E. What was the last U? L-E is how it ended.
Opuscule.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of gross.
Zit.
Yeah, zit. It has pus in it. It's opuscule.
What'd you say it was?
A zit.
Pimple.
Pimple? Zit.
A pimple?
Acne. Yeah. Opuscule.
Old lady, old lady, old lady, old lady.
Well, this word means a small or minor musical work.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, opus.
Opus.
All right. Opus is a large musical work. All right. I can see that now in hindsight.
It's a minuscule, I guess that's part of minuscule.
A minuscule opus, yeah.
I'm an ordinary guy burning down the house.
Our next word is propinquity. And you spell it propinquity.
Propinquity.
That's when your pinky is professional and something.
You hold it up really pinky. Professionally, huh?
When I'm sipping my cup of tea, I'm a professional holding my pinky right up.
My pinky up.
Propinquity. Pro would be something like you're leaning towards, you're good at something, like a pro and con, you're good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what the heck would pinquity?
I've never heard of
it. You're the opposite of, you know, you hate the color pink. I'm inclined to hate the color pink. There we go. It's like.
I'm hot blooded, chicken and sea. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot blooded, hot blooded.
This word means close kinship. If you're close to a family member, I suppose, is what.
Like you pinky swear, I guess.
I saw.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Here we got B. Dyson is a word we need to know. It's B. E. D. I. Z. E. N. Bedizen.
Bed is in.
Okay, bed is in.
I'm going to sleep in today. The bed is in. The bed is where I'm going to be in. Yeah.
Bedizen. I don't know.
The bedroom. The bed is in the bedroom.
Yeah, there we go. It's things that are located in the bedroom.
Darling, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. But you gotta let me know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should I stay or should I go?
Bedizen. It actually means to dress up gaudily. Maybe if you're a drag queen, you
like
are.
Dolly Parton.
Bedizen. Yeah, there you go.
Dolly Parton dresses up gaudily. Big poofy hair, big long nails. Yeah. Sequins all over the place.
But it's all.
Our next word is easy. It's aglet. A-G-L-E-T.
I know what that is.
Tell us.
It's a hole in your tennis shoe your shoestring goes through.
Well, it's really close. It's the tube that goes around the end of your shoestring.
Well,
so
that's
it doesn't
where I was gonna, unravel. That's what I'm going to say next.
The next plastic cause... tip on the end of your shoestring, huh?
Yep.
I just was trying to spit something out of my mouth and I couldn't say. I was going to say it's either the hole the shoestring goes in or the thing on the end of the shoestring itself. I've heard that. So I knew it was.
Ding, ding, ding. You kind of got it.
I was going to guess it's Winnie the Pooh's little friend has a date. Piglet is going out with his girlfriend, Aglet. But since Terry got it right, though.
Yeah. Well, we got another one more word is toxin, and it's T-O-C-S-I-N. Toxin.
Well, somebody can't spell toxin. It's T-O-X-I-N.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's see. You're a TikTok influencer. You're on TikTok, and you're in the in crowd. Toxin.
Kind of like the YouTube in.
Or sin. Sin means, you know, something immoral. So being on TikTok is a sin. Don't do it. Don't be toxin. Sinning on TikTok. Ugh.
Well.
You're taking to me good. Just like you know you should.
Shock. This word actually means an alarm bell or signal, a toxin.
Oh, like the one of yours is going off here that you guys probably
the tornado sirens that I haven't heard yet.
The monthly siren practice while we do our podcast.
That's the toxin. And I believe that's our last word for the week.
Yay.
People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Saying they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation.
Well, at least Terry got one right.
Yeah.
Hey!
You're close to it. We'll give it to him.
Yeah.
They teach that at school?
Yeah, it's a lot of sissy stuff.
They're planning to invade the Earth and take over.
That's fine.
Anchor topic.
Anchor topic, right?
Anchor topic, yep. Yeah. And our anchor topic of the week is orientation and mobility. And I don't have anything written down to discuss on that. I mean, simply, it's just, you know, orientation is, you know, knowing what direction you're facing. And mobility is, you know, physical act of, you know, walking or transporting yourself. And of course, at any moment while you're out there walking as a blind person, you need to always be aware orientation, which way am I facing, which way am I walking. If you stop for traffic, sometimes it's easy to shuffle a foot and you're angled the wrong way, or if you need to, you know, walk a particular route, you have to be aware ahead of time to plan it out, go up three blocks, turn left, turn right. And whenever you turn, you'll be, okay, I'm going north. When I turn, I'll be facing west. When I turn again, I'll be facing back north. And you have to kind of, you know, keep that mental orientation about you as you're walking, which, you know, sometimes it's not difficult. Sometimes it's a little more difficult than what you thought it should be. And orientation is also, you know, troubleshooting. You find yourself where you thought you should, you know, where Nick, am I? The road just kind of stopped, or the sidewalk kind of stopped here. It's not supposed to stop here. And you got to figure out, okay, where did I go wrong? Got to stop and mentally think back. I was doing well until I crossed over that thing. And you usually want to try to, you know, about face and find that spot where you made that misstep, which sometimes is not that easy to do. And then you have to rely on other environmental cues. Like if it's somewhat of a busy town or city, you can listen for traffic. Oh, there's a traffic over there by the stoplight. I can hear them, you know, approaching and moving or whatever. Or sometimes it's like, wait a minute, the wind was blowing, you know, from my left or right, and now the wind is blowing from my back, so I'm, you know, out of whack that way. And it's just finding subtle cues to help, you know, keep you lined up, and how to troubleshoot to get yourself out of that. Then, of course, what you also want to try to do doesn't always work. You try to listen for people who might be out walking on the sidewalk, or somebody, you know, pulling in their driveway or something. And this actually happened with me one time. I was a little bit out of whack. I sort of kind of knew where I was, but, you know, the lay of the land wasn't matching up. And I heard this pickup truck pull up in this driveway, like right in front of me. And the guy's right there. And I stop. I said, hey. He goes, what? You know, I'm like, I tried to get in and say, what street is this? What's your address? Oh, I don't know. Like, do you live here? Yeah. Like, you don't know where you live? and he just finally just went inside. I thought, either he's just totally stupid. but as I thought, you know, I'll just bypass him, just walk on down the road and figure out later, which I did end up untangling myself. But I kept thinking about this guy. It's like, why is he so stupid if he lives here? I mean, I know my address. I can tell you my address.
Yeah, how strict it is, at least, or something.
I think he must have been hard of hearing. Like, he had a hearing aid, and he just couldn't tell what I was asking. He just was responding, you know. But anyway, sometimes you get somebody who's not much help.
Yeah, it is good to ask people, because sometimes you do get those people that are better at helping than sounds like that guy.
And he said something about, oh, I'll have to ask my wife, or he mentioned something about his wife. Like, can you ask your wife to come here and talk to me? And he just left. Like, and I waited for a minute or so. Like, he's not coming out again. And so, like I said, I just went on down the road until I got to a busier sounding place. And it's like, okay, now I'm pretty sure I know where I'm at. And it's like, it's not where I needed to be, but at least once I knew I was at that spot, it's like, okay, I know how to untangle myself now.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, orientation, some troubleshooting, mental skills, you know, you have to be aware of. And of course, then I don't think I had a cell phone at the time. I might have, but that's always an option too. And I've done it before, is you get lost. Okay, what about the phone? Come and find me. When you drop me off, I was walking this way and I should be home by now. I think I might have turned on this road. Come and find me.
Yeah.
Send the kid out. Come out for a drive.
I liked it whenever they come up with the FaceTime, and I would FaceTime my wife, and then I'd just say, where am I at? Move the phone around. She'd say, oh, I know where you are. You know, like that. But
yeah,
same as making a call, you know, but FaceTime, phone call, something. But
anyway, just a couple of thoughts of the difficulties during O&M. It's good to learn the good techniques, but sometimes the best techniques, you still get lost. You need to know how to get yourself unlost.
Help me, I'm lost.
I know, but they'll improve when I start whipping them into shape.
Email.
They can be quite wild and dangerous.
Then it would be time for...
Do we have any email?
Email.
Yeah, letters from listeners, emails. I do have an email. It starts out, hello there, host of That Sounds Funny. I call this story a shocking bonus prank.
Uh-oh.
When my brother bought an old two-story house, he and his overprotective wife were still getting used to the house and a huge grand staircase.
Uh-oh.
Especially since he was blind, she was concerned about him getting around in a new house. While she was upstairs, she heard her son calling out, Mom! Mom! Dad just fell down the staircase! Frantic, she runs to the top of the staircase to see her husband sprawled, spread eagle, at the bottom of the stairs. Of course, he didn't actually fall. He just recruited his son to help him play a joke on his wife. And as he could barely control his laughing as she rushed down the stairs to his side. He couldn't hold it in. And this only added to the effect. As he lay there on his stomach convulsing, he noticed the headset that he was wearing had a wire laying across his body, and she thought he was being electrocuted on top of his fall down the stairs. Eventually, he got her to calm down. I don't think she enjoyed his joke as well as he and his son did. I hope it makes it on the show. Brother of a blind prankster, Zap, North Dakota. And I happen to know that Zap, North Dakota is not where they're from, but to keep their identity secret, that's definitely actually fall in the category of a classic funny family story, because we know whose family that is. anyway. Yeah. So there's that. And hey, you know what? We also have a voicemail.
Please leave your message after the beep.
Ode to the fart.
A fart is a pleasant thing.
It gives the belly ease.
It warms the bed in winter.
And suffocates the fleas.
A fart can be quiet.
A fart can be loud.
Some leave a powerful, poisonous cloud.
A fart can be short.
A fart can be long.
Some farts have been known
to sound like a song.
A fart can create
a most curious medley.
A fart can be harmless
or silent and deadly.
A fart might not smell
while others are vile.
A fart may pass quickly
or linger a while.
A fart can occur
in a number of places
and leave everyone there
with strange looks on their faces.
From wide open prairies
to small elevators,
a fart will find all of us
sooner or later. It's a good thing we're retrobots and don't have that problem.
What was that? There it was again.
I didn't do it.
Ah. See there. You did it again. Holy cow. Keith. Carrie. Somebody let me out of here. I'm dying already. Come on, guys. This isn't funny anymore.
So, anyway, oh, Retrobots, who knew that they could fart like that? I'll have to investigate that oil change that might be needed. maybe we'll let poor old David out of the control room pretty soon.
Kills him. The Amazon devices can fart too. They're, you know, yeah. They're like a Retrobot, your Amazon device, you know, yeah. Make it fart.
Well, yeah, well, apparently so can the Retrobots. Who knew? Yeah.
They all get the same careful testing for purity and potency.
Ah, there you are, Fatso. Come here to Mama and give her a great big kiss.
But anyway, it is time to move into some final thoughts.
Here's our final thoughts.
A doctor came up and asked the nurse, how's the little girl who came in last night and it swallowed a quarter? She said, no change yet.
Wow.
What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account? You call them prime mates.
How do you stop a werewolf from howling in your backyard? You put him in your front yard.
What does a gardener have in common with the head of an electric company? They're both plant managers.
Wow.
I started a band called Blanket. It's a cover band.
My wife said she would leave me if I did not stop making photography puns. I said, snap out of it. Don't be so negative. Let's see how things develop. Her face was a picture. She was out of the house in a flash.
There's a strong possibility that your soulmate, the person that you will spend the rest of your life with, found you on a dating app while they were pooping.
Okay, okay. We might have been.
You know, Hooters should start a home delivery service, and they should call it Knockers.
Come in.
There we go. At an Iron Maiden concert, a girl asked for my number. I am not a number. I am a free man, I told her. I guess you have to know Iron Maiden songs to understand that joke.
Did you hear about the guy who was made out of Legos? I heard he was a real blockhead.
They say with age comes wisdom. Therefore, I don't have wrinkles. I have wisecracks.
Well, scientists recently managed to be able to weigh a rainbow. Turns out, it's pretty light.
Pretty light. Here's one similar to one I saw on Facebook, but I wonder how much a zebra would cost if you scanned it.
Let's find out.
It could be Scandinavian.
I heard the more colorful your salad is, the healthier it is for you. So I took out the croutons and added M&Ms.
All right. Colorful. Well, we were traveling and my wife fainted onto the baggage carousel at the airport. Thankfully, she came around.
Here, this one's pertains to this week too. People in clock stores must really hate daylight savings time. It's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, isn't it? Again, huh?
Yep. Yep. Sunday.
You come from dust, you return to dust. That's why I don't dust. It may be someone I know.
What do you call a monster who has a high IQ? Frank Einstein.
What's so funny about that?
After I made the decision of no shave-vember, I decided to grow a de-stem beard and carry it into January and February.
All right. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go on a diet. Oh, look, cookies.
That's a long time, isn't it? Yeah. My mother always said that she did not have a favorite child, which is pretty rough since I'm an only child.
What did the shirt say to the pants? Everything that comes between us is a waste.
When you feel like you're drowning in life, don't worry, your lifeguard walks on water. That's not so funny, but it was just a thought of the day.
All right. My wife asked me if I saw the dog bowl. I told her I didn't even know he knew how to do that. Go on, Boland.
Boland joke. Velcro. What a ripoff.
Yeah.
I have one that says, going to buy a Velcro wall, I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah, it's your goal for the year. Huh? Well, here's one in time for St. Patrick's Day. What do you call a fake stone in Ireland? A shamrock.
Open up my sleeve. Presto!
Fake stone, man.
I'd like to buy a new boomerang, please. But could you tell me, how do I throw the old one away?
I don't have any more. That was my last one.
No, so I can at least do one more.
You guys, go ahead.
My doctor advised me to cut down on my sodium intake. I took his advice with a pinch of salt. Pinch of salt.
You know who won the vegetable race? The lettuce, because it was ahead.
All right. Well, there we go. Maybe not the most outrageous joke, but at least one that made sense.
But there sure is something funny going on.
Instead of the salty one. Well, that's all we got, it looks like, for the week.
Listen, there's been crazy people hanging around the studio all day.
There's a reason for that. Most men have some weakness. Find it and you've got them.
So, hey, it's comes time, that's part of the show where we like to sign off. This is your host, Keith, saying, signing off. See you next week. Tell a friend about us. Stop by our webpage. Enjoy the new look. Leave us a comment. Let me know what you think about that. Send us an email. When you're out and about on the interwebs, leave a reading and review at whatever your favorite podcast directory is so people can know what you think about us. And depending on the podcast directory, it might help them find us even. So with all of that, that's all we got. So once again, this is your host, Keith, signing off. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was
weird.
Somebody's feeding back. It's like a robot.
Huh.
Send this email, tsf@thatsoundsfunny.com.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Thatsoundsfunny.com.
That sounds funny.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. We tell it the way we see it.
Okay, that's enough.